final stretch run of the season and taking on a lot of SCA opponents here in the last part of the season. Started the week off with Liberty, and Willow Springs Bears won that game. And so they're 2-0 in the conference, going up against a Thayer team that has been a highlight team for several years, and they continue to do so. But they're not unbeatable, as at times past we've kind of labeled them as unbeatable, but maybe not this year. The Mountain Grove Panthers got hot on them, Marty, and won.
Yeah, they did, and if you're a Bear fan, you were hoping that Mountain Grove might scare them, but I don't know that you really wanted them to beat them, because I'm not sure that this team can lose two games in a week, but the Bears are certainly going to give it a try. But yeah, like you said, the Bobcats have been the gold standard of high school basketball. Now the girls the same way, but for the boys, for the last several years, this team was, they were fairly unbeatable. The Bears did beat them a few years ago when Scotty Osborne and company, their senior year, they defeated the Bobcats at home, and really one of the better games that that we've got to broadcast. That was a tremendous game.
Right.
But since then, the Bobcats obviously have taken care of business, and this to come and try to win a basketball game. The Bears have done it occasionally at Mumford Gym, but coming to Thayer and trying to win is a whole different task.
Herculean task, to say the least. And football is the same way.
Absolutely. Something about Oregon County that gives the guys in green a big advantage. And the Bobcats will have that tonight, but like you said, this outstanding team, they come in with a record of 15-4. They're a great team. They play a lot of out-of-state tournaments. Like, the competitions these guys play is serious. They did lose to Rogersville, which Rogersville is one of the great teams in the area this year. And then lost to Melbourne, Arkansas. Who knows? I'm sure they're a good team. But for notes, if you're listening as a Bear fan, the Bobcats have lost two of their last three games.
Wow.
They lost in the semifinals of the Bolivar tournament to Republic, a very good Republic team that we broadcast back in the Blue and Gold tournament when they played West Plains.
Right.
Lost 56-44 to Republic, and then the most recent loss on Tuesday to Mountain Grove, 71-68. From what I've heard, Mountain Grove was very hot in that game. And you just have to have that kind of game if you're going to take down the Bobcats. The Panthers are... they're a deep, young team that has a lot of talent, and
they like to go crazy. They just run up and down the floor. Coach O just gets them up and down in frenzy, almost frenzy mode. So they got to them.
They did, and the Bobcats probably will be very motivated to to bounce back tonight and take care of business against the Bears. But for the Bears, talking about bouncing back, I was not at the game last Saturday when the Bears lost in the championship game of the Sparta tournament, but that was a difficult loss for the Bears. But instead of moping, they took that and beat a very good Liberty team on Tuesday night.
At Liberty, which is not easy to do.
Another tough task, and the Bears were able to get that done on Tuesday. And really, not only is this just a good high school basketball game, it's got some postseason implications too. It's a conference game, first of all, and the Bears are 2-0 in the conference. And if they could somehow knock off the Bobcats, then you've beaten probably the top two teams in the conference, and Thayer and Liberty, and looking good down the stretch. And then these two teams both in the same district later on, so there's district seedings and all that fun to think about. But the Bobcats will be a tough task for the Bears. Harrington is their key guy, and I'm drawing a blank on his partner from years past, but he did graduate. But they still have Harrington, who seems like he's been here for forever. And
they seem to come up with good players anyway.
They do.
You know, they just do. They,
it's the place to go if you're a high school basketball player.
Yeah.
And Northern Arkansas or Southern Missouri, the Bobcats seem to end up with those kids, and they are a loaded team, and Coach Fitz will have them ready to go tonight, no doubt. Coach Forrest up for the challenge on the Bears' side. We've got the national anthem. We'll take a 2 minute time away and come back with Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that...
Paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
At Monarch,
the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, so I'm sure you know if that's the norm here in there, if they're just playing it in honor of the Chiefs on Sunday, but definitely a good rendition, but a little longer than some of the other renditions. We are there. We'll introduce the Bears first in their road maroons with the white trim. They will start number 0, senior Jace Rogers. Number 1 is junior Colby James. Number 2, freshman Caden Lee, coming off a good performance on Tuesday. Number 3 is sophomore Brady James. And number 42 is junior James Dean for Coach Ford. And the Willow Bears, again, the Bears coming in with a record of 12-7, 2-0 in the SCA. For the Bobcats, they will start number 1, senior Easton Smith. Number 3 is the big man, 6'5", senior Devin Harrington. Number 4 is senior Brandon Flint. Number I missed the last one. Number 50 is Cooper Clark. I believe that's the starting 5, and the program is a really big challenge to read, and I can't even write on it, so
I couldn't see it.
Bear
at
with
all.
Me on the lineup.
Yeah, we'll try to follow along here, I think we got the starting lineup, though, pretty well set.
All right, good.
It'll be Pitts, Harrington, Prince, Deckard, and Clark, I believe.
For the
that we see starting most every game. Most everybody has a pretty deep bench, except for the Bears. They don't have a real deep bench, but I think this Bear team probably does.
Harrington is 6'5", will jump against Colby James, who is not 6 foot. But Colby can jump, and he does not. We'll get it to Rogers. Jace with a quick 3. Got it. That's what the Bears are going to have tonight. Much, much more of that. Jace Rogers from beyond the arc. Bears lead 3-0. Pitt will bring it into the front court. Gives the right side. Decker in the corner for three. Short. Rebound tip. Harrington's got it in the paint. Jumper goes in. And it's 3-2 Bears. Harrington with the deuce. Colby across midcourt for the Bears. 30 seconds in. Willow leading by one. Rogers up top. One arms it over to Lee. Left side for Colby. Colby. Off balance. Jumper. Nothing but net. Had a guy at his shin. Got it to go. It's 5-2 Bears. Bears in a man defense. Bear brings it across midcourt. Prince on the right side. He goes about 6'5 as well. Decker with a head fake. He'll hand it back to Prince. Give it to Harrington. Harrington inside. Clark one-on-one with Dean. Put it up. Missed it. Nobody there but Bears for the rebound. Brady James ahead to Colby. Colby wants to pull for three. Left side. Got it. Bears starting off red hot. And they lead it 8-2. A couple of threes here in the first minute 15. Bobcats. Harrington on the right side. One arm to Clark. Left side for Prince. They go baseline. Harrington has it poked away. They'll call a late whistle on Lee for the reach-in. And baseline. First foul of the ball game comes with 6:32 to go. First quarter. Bears leading 8-2. Bobcats inbound to Clark. Now Prince inside. Around the rim. If they can get it to Harrington in that green paint, he's going to get 2 points. Lee up top to the four. Brady James at the logo. Bounces. James Dean. Free throw line jumper is short. Rebound tip. Loose and picked up by Pitt. Pitt lobs it down the floor to Decker. In the corner, he'll pick up the dribble. Clark at the free throw line. He'll dribble in, gets to the right block, to the basket, missed it, rebound tipped, and James Dean comes away with it. Head to Lee. Lee across the timeline. Gives it up to Colby. Back to Lee, right side. Brady James, open three, no good. Skims the top of the rim. Rebound for the Bobcats. So spin it down the floor. Get it to Prince, left side, takes a big jump stop, has it swatted by Brady James. Gets it to Colby, he's got a one-on-two to the left side. Picks up the dribble, turnaround jumper is in. Rattles in, and the Bears go up 10-4. 5:20 to go first quarter. Just the kind of start you would have hoped for from the Bears here on the road.
Yep.
Decker lobs it to Clark in the corner. Pitts for three, misses. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Bears, and Bobcats a little cold from beyond the arc, and the Bears are red hot.
Everything going the Bears' way here early, but we know this is a Thayer team that has high credentials.
They're an explosive team that will make multiple runs during this game. Bears need to get as much. Dean, no good. Jace tips the ball into the backcourt. It's picked up by Dean, and the Bears will reset. Brady James left side dribbles in, tries to go back to his brother. It's poked away into the backcourt. Brady back to get it. Brady makes the man miss. Top of the key. Spins it to Lee. Lee goes inside. And it's 12-4. Willow nearing the halfway point of the first quarter. And now a carry by Pitt as he crosses the timeline. And Thayer is going to take a 30-second time away. Bear fans up and cheering. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto...
Sports on KUKU 100.3.
12-4 lead and the ball. Colby brings it across midcourt. Jace Rogers left side. Pump fake. Back to Brady James up top. Open three. No good. Rebound James Dean on the block. Put it up. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of
Bears.
For the Bears. It'll be off of Lee, and it's Bobcat ball. Good effort by Dean. He was in... and reverses it back to Pitts. Pitts up top. Bears have slipped into a 2-3 zone. Pitts to Harrington outside, motioning for Deckard to come get it. As it pokes away by Colby, but he gets it back at the logo. Deckard lobs it. Prince in the corner to Harrington. Turnaround jumper right side. Nothing but net. Man, he's good.
He's got all six of their points.
We know he can put down some big-time dunks, but it's the jump shot that's working for the Bears, working for the Bobcats here early. 12-6 Bears. 3.5 minutes to go first quarter. Colby on a screen. Bounces it back to Brady at the logo. Colby, left side, long three, no good. And Prince is there for the rebound. Ahead to Harrington. Harrington quickly into the front court. Prince up top, gets to the free throw line, to the basket, missed it. Rebound tipped out long, Colby's got it. Colby, one on two, left block to the basket, got blocked, and it's out of bounds off fair, and it's Willow Ball. Bobcats arguing it, but it's going to be Willow Ball. Colby was trying to draw the foul, and no whistle. Only had one foul so far in this first quarter. We're 5 minutes in. Dean up top to Brady Jenkins to the right side. Brady takes off, gets it back to Colby out the logo. In the corner, Lee, pump fake, back to Jace. Bear stays in that matchup zone. Colby on the right side. Dribbles up, free throw line. Off-balance jumper is in and out. Harrington with the rebound. Harrington one arms it ahead, get it into the corner for Deckard. Deckard takes the dribble, picks it up, he'll lob it back to Harrington at midcourt. Left side for Pitts with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter, Willow leading by six. Pitts, left side, backs it off to Prince, Harrington on the right wing, pulls back for three, missed it short. Rebound though by Prince, back to Harrington, put it up, nobody's fouled. And Harrington will go to the line shooting two for the Bobcats. Number 10, Ricky White, into the game for the Bucks. Both fouls here in the first quarter on Willow, and Harrington will have a couple of free throws.
James Dean going to have to play more minutes tonight with Brady Altermat out sick.
Free throw is good. Blaine Altermat comes in. It's almost as if you knew that that switch was going to happen. Dean checks. Yeah. Seven of the Bobcat points, and you can make it eight. 12-4. They led by here in the first quarter. Colby, left side for Blaine. Rogers at the logo. Puts it on his hip, fires to Brady James, left side, up top to Lee. Lee to Rogers, open three, left side, missed it, and Harrington's there for the rebound. The Bears have gone cold. And the Bobcats are making their move. Pitts across midcourt. Prince, left side. Just into the game is Washington. Washington dribbles to the free throw. Game. 6-0 run for the Bobcats. 90 seconds to go first quarter.
Bears haven't had a basket. 2 or 3 minutes at least. They've been three times down the floor without a basket. Need one this trip.
Not going to get a ton of rebounds. You know you're going to be out-rebounded in this game. Colby, three, no good. Blaine Altermat with the rebound. Back to Lee, left side for Brady James. Got the offensive board there, and those are gifts whenever the Bears can get them. Rogers, right side. The free throw line. Back to Brady James. Brady on the right wing. Rogers up top. He attacks, kicks it back to Brady. Under a minute to go first quarter. Colby on the left wing. Backpedals to the logo. He'll give it up to Lee, and the Bears will reset. Brady James. And taken away by the Bobcats. There with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Pitts to the baseline, and he loses it. Rogers with the steal. with 25 seconds to go in the corner. Jace across midcourt. They'll give it to Colby with 20. And I think the Bears would love to play for the last shot here if they can.
They haven't had a basket in about 4 minutes.
Try to keep the lead at the end of the first quarter. They led 12-4. It's now 12-10 with 8 seconds. Bear fans shouting. Rogers with 4. Brady James with 2. With 1. Bears try to get a shot off. Rogers does, but it rims out. And that's the end of quarter number 1 with the Bears leading Thayer 12-10. Welcome back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bears.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
It's 12-10 after a quarter. They are with it. Working man-to-man against the Bears. Prince with a shot. No good. Rebound, Bears. Blaine Altomat with a rebound. That's good defense by the Bears. Bears set up their offense. Brady James out front, long three from Altomat is good. Blaine Altomat takes it 15-10. Thayer coming back the other way. And Washington inside. Thayer moving it around the perimeter. Now they go inside and they shoot. No good. Rebound Blaine Altomat again.
Rogers into the front court for the Bears, leading by 5. Big three by Blaine Altomat. Bears are going to have to keep shooting outside. Brady James in front of the Thayer student section. 1 minute into the second quarter. Brady to the free throw line, picks up his dribble. He'll hand it back to Lee on the left wing. Lee in the corner. Colby fakes the three, goes behind his back, backpedals, gives it to Lee. Bears slowing down. They are known for. This is a historically zoned team. Coach Pitts runs it really well. Brady James, long three. That's going to be well short.
Air ball.
And right into the hands of the Bobcats. So the Bears miss an opportunity there. Bobcats will try to capitalize.
Yeah.
Pushes off on Colby James. No whistle.
Forearm to the face, but no call.
Arrington picks up his dribble. Pivot. Needs some help. Flips it up. White. Underneath, puts up an off-balance shot that rims out, and Blaine Altomat there for the rebound.
He's had three this quarter.
Colby across midcourt, goes behind his back. Not calling a lot tonight, and that's okay. Blaine Altomat up top, Jace Rogers open, three, got it.
Boom.
Barely hit the net. That thing was right on target, and the Bears go back up by 8 with 5:45 to go in the first half. Into the front court, the Bobcats with Pitts will hand it to Prince. Prince with the logo, guarded by Brady. Brady leans in. Pitts, now free throw line jumper. Ooh, not much contact there. Good sell job by the Bobcats.
They are still
having free throw.
They are still having had a personal foul. Just saying. And that is the first one on Brady James.
Only three. Total foul,
yeah.
With 5:30 left to go in the half.
And none on there.
Pitt's free throw is good. James Dean comes back in for the Bears. He's going to give Brady James the breather. Altomat staying in there.
Bigger lineup for the Bears right now.
Prince and Harrington both big for the Bobcats. The Bears trying to match that a little bit. It makes the second free throw. It's a six-point lead for the Bears, 18-12, 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Colby brings it across midcourt. Blaine Altermat left side. Rogers at the logo. Back to Blaine. Altermat swings it up top to Lee. Give it back into the corner. It tips out of bounds off of Rogers. And it's Bobcat ball. A good tip by Clark of the Bobcats. He tipped it off of Jace.
Off of Jace, yeah. Second turnover on the Bears.
The Bobcats coming back. The Willow went up by 8. Bobcats have a chance to get up. 6 up the dribble. Gives it to Clark at the free throw line. Clark dribbles into the block. Spins. Trying to go up over Dean. Draws the foul. And Clark will go to the line. Shooting free throw. I don't mind that at all from James Dean.
Second foul. Second team foul in the quarter on the Bears. Clark at the line. Free throw is short.
In the paint. They're not paying him as much attention as Prince and Harrington.
Reggie James back in the game, I think.
Caden Lee will check out. So Coach Forrest trying to get those guys a quick breather. Second free throw is good. Makes 1 of 2. It's 18-13 Willow. Under 5 to play in quarter number 2. Big SCA game tonight in Oregon County. Bears the Bobcats. Colby across midcourt. Takes the screen. Gets all the way to the block. Little floater. Runs in. Got the touch. And the Bears go back up by 7. Bobcats into the front court. Becker on the right side. He'll put it on the floor. Get it up top to Pitt. Left side for Harrington. Bears staying a man defense. Clark on the block. Clear it back to Decker. Decker stops. Hands it back to Prince. Top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Jumper is no good. Rogers jumps in for the rebound. Gets pushed out of bounds nearly. Gets it away. And somehow to Brady James. Brady has it tipped. Pitts is going to have a layup. And the Bobcats get a hustle basket there and trail by 5. Brady into the front court. Gets stood up. Maybe a little bit later than
Jace
Rogers was pushed out of bounds. But anyway, there's the first foul on Thayer with 4 minutes left to go in the first half.
Decker with the foul.
Colby in the front court. Brings it left side for Altermat. Bears with a 5-point lead and 3:45 to go in the first half. Brady James with the logo. Blaine Altermat left side pulls back for 3. Got it again. Altermat with another tray. Bears back up by 8. 3:30 to go in the half. Pitt at midcourt. Colby in front of him. Going to go right side for Deckard. Back up top to Harrington. Pitt, long 3, left side, off the back of the rim, and it'll be a race for the rebound. It's tipped out of bounds off of Brady James, and it will stay with Thayer. Good hustle by Brady, but it'll be Thayer ball.
3-12. Clark's coming out for Thayer.
And Lee checks back in. James Dean was quickly back in. He'll go to the bench, and he combs into the game for the Bobcats. Pitt, stop. Go left side for Prince. Deckard up top, fakes the 3, dribbles in, hands it back to Combs, up top to Harrington. Pitts on the left side. Pitts going to drive in, free throw line jumper is good. Pitt with the jumper, 23-17. Bears by 6, 2:50 to go in the half. Colby will dribble at the timeline. Pitt sticking with him. He'll give it back to Brady. James into the corner for Lee. Lee back to Brady. Bears working. Bears defense as wide as they can work it. Try to create some seams. Blaine Altermat bounce it. Baseline for Lee. Takes the dribble back to Blaine. As the Bears work it around the arc. Colby on the right side. Pull back for a long 3. Nothing but net. Volleyball line 3 for Colby James. The Bears go up by 9. Colby's had a really strong first half. offensively and defensively.
There's a bit good ball movement on the offensive end. I think that's been a key, too.
Pitt's going to drive on Colby and draws the foul. That'll be on the floor. So really a good foul there by Colby. Pitt's at basket. His first personal, 13th foul on the Bears. Pitt will inbound. Watch Harrington. Instead, they'll lob it out to Decker. Prince hands it back to Pitt. And he will reset. Deckard up top. Takes the handoff to Prince. Dribbles to the right side. Gets to the free throw line. Wants to go to the basket. And a late whistle. Count it at one.
Ooh.
And Deckard. A chance for a three. Big possession there for the Bobcats.
Second foul on Lee. Fourth team foul on the Bears here in the quarter.
Free throw is no good. Rebound underneath by Rogers. 26-19 is the Willow lead, 140 to go in the half. Colby across midcourt. Switched it up. Deckard comes out to guard him. And that matches up. Lee at midcourt looks back at Coach Forrest. With 120, and there's Forrest, like the first quarter, would just like to get to halftime with this, somewhere in this range of a 5-6 point lead would be a nice place to be. 110 left to go in the half. Rogers in front of the bleachers, holds it on his hip, backpedals, leaves it for Caden Lee. Lee, top of the key to Brady James. In the corner, Rogers for three, no good. Rebound, Thayer, under a minute to go in the half. Across midcourt. Calling Harrington. Putting him. Ultramat there for the rebound. Too hard off the back of the rim. Colby will bring it across midcourt with 37 seconds to go in the half, and we'll see if the Bears can wind this down to the end of the half, or do you go for a basket? Lee gives it to Rogers. 25 seconds. They will get up, and they're going to play defense on you, but it's that zone, so you could do it. You just got to be careful. Rogers in front of the bleachers with 15. Jace takes the jab set. He'll give it to Colby with 10. You want to get it down to about 5 or 6 here. Colby going to drive. Dish it to Rogers. Long three is short. It's an air ball and out of bounds with 2 seconds. It gives the best. Defensively here and make sure that Fair does not get a really good look. Deckard to Pitts with 2, with 1, and he won't get a shot off. That's
well,
the end
did,
of the
I
half.
Guess.
I think that was after the buzzer.
Didn't have. That clock didn't start when it should
it
have.
It did not. But anyway,
yeah,
that's
anyway.
The end of the half.
Yeah.
And the Bears lead the Bobcats in Fair 26-19. We'll come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. It's halftime. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto...
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game.
First paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient. So you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that...
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU
100.3. Well, welcome back to Thayer, and the Willow Springs Bears have a 7 or 6 point lead. 7 point lead.
Get all those points.
7 point lead at halftime, which is really, we'll take it. We'll take it. Not holding Thayer to 19 points, I think, says a lot about the Bear defense tonight, too. The Bears have been playing good defense, playing some zone, and then they switch into the man. They've been switching back and forth a little bit. They're not making a whole lot of shots. Their big guy Harrington had 8 in the first quarter. He had their first 8 points. And since then, he hasn't scored. So, anyway, it's been an interesting ball game, and we kind of like it so far. Kobe James leading the Bears in scoring here at the half. He has 12 points. 6 points for Rogers, 6 points for Blaine Aldermatt, and 2 points for Caden Lee. The Bears had 6 trays in the first half, including 4. They had 5 field goals in the second quarter, and 4 of them were beyond the arc. So good job of shooting outside by the Bears. And Blaine Aldermatt off the bench has played some really significant minutes. And so it's that's the scoring from the Willow Springs side. On the Thayer side, it's 8 points for Harrington, 6 points for Pitts, 2 points for Prince, and 2 points for Deckard, and 1 point for Clark. That's their total on scoring. Thayer doesn't turn the ball over a lot. They've turned it over 3 times in the comparative stats. The Bears have turned it over 3 times, so that's even. Rebounds, the Bears lead in rebounds, 10-7. So, hey.
Here's your stat of the night. That's shocking.
That's shocking. Against a much taller Thayer Bobcat team. But Blaine Aldermatt and James Dean both have done well on the boards.
Bears are already back out on the floor with 5 minutes still to go in the half. We've not seen Thayer for a while and probably won't till right before the start of the half. But I imagine Coach Forrest didn't have a whole lot to say other than, well done. Bears executed the game plan. I think they've done they're going to make. You know, Harrington's going to get his. Pitts is going to get his. But
right. They've
let some of those other guys have a little more freedom and spending more defensive pressure on those two. And offensively, you know, we've not seen, as sometimes can happen with the Bears with that zone defense, just fall into the hypnosis of passing it around the three-point arc and waiting for something to happen. And they're taking and hitting them. So you've got to do that if you're going to beat a team like theirs.
Right, and the Bears have good ball movement, despite the fact that they're taking a lot of time of sometimes getting a shot. Still, they've got
quick,
good ball
quick
movement. They got quick passes, and they're working hard to make those open shots, and they get them every once in a while. And so the Bears have those 6 trays at the end of the first half.
Bobcats coming back out on the floor. Again, 26-19 is the Bear lead, led by as many as 9. In that second quarter. So, man, really good first half. We'll see what the Bears have in store for them. You know the Bobcats, they're coming. There's going to be a run. So the Bears will have to stay tough in quarter number 3.
Well, the Bears got up by 8 in the first quarter, and they were on the 6-0 run, got back and made it 12-10 at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
So they'll make a run, and this Bear team is very, very good. So we've got to play good, but hopefully there could be a surprise.
Girls had a nice win last night. It was a low-scoring affair, but the Lady Bears defeating Ava 35-17 last night at Mumford Gym. Willow now 15-7. In the SCA, the girls will play Gainesville on Monday at Mumford Gym. And for the boys, they'll be, they're scheduled to have 3 home games next week. We've
wow.
only had 2, right, this
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
So we will have more home games next week than we've had in a calendar year. So it's going to be a fun week of basketball. Right now, they're scheduled to play the Salem Tigers on Tuesday. Weather permitting, I know there's been some discussion of possibly moving that game, but that's not official yet. So as of now, the Bears scheduled to play Salem on Tuesday. They'll have a makeup game against Licking on Thursday. And then Friday night, I believe that will be senior night against the Ava Bears. We'll have another home game, but that was a late pickup, so... yeah, 3 home games next week, Salem, Licking, and Ava.
And I hear Salem is playing pretty good basketball this year as compared to what they have had
in years
past.
Much improved team, so that'll be a tough game for the Bears coming up on Tuesday night. We're just about to come back with the start of the second half in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hello, neighbors. I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game.
Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
For the JV Bear. Rogers on the right side. He'll one-arm it up top to Lee. Lee attacks. Gets it to the free throw line and then throws it away. Colby was cutting and... turnover on the Bears to start the third quarter. Lee made a good drive, got to the free throw line. Probably should have pulled up for the jumper.
Yeah, he should have shot it.
Bears will drop into a 2-3 zone as the Bobcats bring it across midcourt. A little leading by 7. We'll see what adjustments Coach Pitts has made at halftime. Fantastic coach for the Bobcats. Pitts into Harrington. Harrington, turn around in the paint, nothing but net. If you get it into the paint, he's going to score. And the Bobcats had that going a little bit in the first quarter, and Bears shut him down in quarter number 2. 26-21. On the left wing, holds it above his head. He'll take a couple dribbles. The freshman will hand it off. Colby up top. Spins it to Brady James. There in the zone. Lee hands it back. Takes the screen, gets to the free throw line. Tips it back to Lee. Lee, back to Rogers. He'll pull back for 3, missed it short. Harrington with the rebound. They're on a break. They get it to Clark on the block, and a charge called on Clark. And who else? Brady James takes the charge, and the Bears will take the ball back.
Clark a little slow getting up.
Took a hard fall there as Brady got there in time, got in position, and
he has just
took his charge.
He's got...
area. He really does a good job of that.
Clark comes out, and he'll be going to the locker room. Ricky White, or Riley White, comes in for the Bobcats. Dolby to the side. Looks over the defense as Pitt comes up to guard Dolby. Dolby lob it over to Brady on the right wing to James Dean at the free throw line.
Oh, he's open.
Dean to Lee. Colby in the corner. Pulls back for three. No good. Rebound Harrington. Tough shot for Colby. Harrington sends it to Prince. Deckard in the corner. Deckard back up top. Harrington right side for Pitt. Gives it back to Harrington. Fadeaway jumper is off the mark. And James Dean comes up with a board for the Bears. Ahead to Colby. Bears by 5:50 to go third quarter.
Bears haven't scored, though, in the third quarter.
Gets it to the free throw line. James Dean, long two, got it. Sweet shot from James Dean. Just inside the three-point arc, and the Bears lead it 28-21. Pitts across the timeline. He'll hand it to Harrington. Prince gives it up top to in the paint. Free throw line jumper. No good. Brady James with the rebound. Colby across midcourt. Colby takes the screen. Dolby James from downtown, and the Bears have a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's their biggest lead of the night. They have led throughout. Hits across midcourt. Up top, White, left side for Prince. Prince to Harrington on the block. Harrington over Rogers, block, and foul. Jace commits the foul, but again, not a bad foul at all.
And a personal foul on Rogers.
Harrington gets it on the block. If you can keep him from scoring the automatic, too, then make him earn it this way. Free throw is good. And he'll probably knock down the three free throws because he's good. He's just that good.
He hasn't missed a free throw yet. He's 3 for 3.
Dean comes out. Blaine Altermat to hit a couple of huge threes in the second quarter for the Bears. Second free throw is no. Gets the basket, so the Bobcats do end up with a three-point play and make it a seven-point game. Bears across midcourt to Lee. 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Rogers bounces to James in the corner. Colby's pass. Three up top, it's short. Rebound, Bobcats. Send it ahead to Pitts. He's got the numbers, 2-on-1. He'll take it himself, and a blocking foul this time called on Brady James. He was there in plenty of time. And I'm not sure that if you're not going to call it a charge, I don't think it needed to be a foul either, because I don't think Brady. Play, and I just felt like a bit of a makeup for the crowd being upset with that last charge. Free throw is good. Pulled them back to within four, just like that. Couple of big possessions there for Thayer. Rogers up top. Pivots, gives it up to Lee at the logo. Halfway through the third quarter, 4-point lead for the Bears. Brady goes behind his back, spins it to Rogers. Rogers, one arms it to Colby. Colby to Lee at the logo. Back to Rogers. Jace takes the screen, gives it back. Thayer. Continue to test the waters. Now Colby pulls up for a two. It is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Thayer. And the Bobcats on a 6-0 run. Pitt to the left side. Colby picks him up. Man defense. Harrington goes to the basket, dunks it, and it's a 2-point game. 8-0 run for Thayer and a timeout by the Bears. We knew the run was coming, and here it is. The Bear lead has been cut to 2 with 3:26 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
In the third quarter and are pulled within two, 31-29. Bears have the ball.
Colby across the timeline. 3:15 left to go in the third. Lee at midcourt. Pushed by Decker. Gets to the top of the key. Needs some help as the Bobcats have ramped up their defensive pressure. Colby in the corner. Blaine couldn't get a three off. He was open. Bears working around to Rogers. Rogers in the corner. Bears have gotten a little more timid here in the third quarter, it seems like.
And Bears gotten a little more aggressive, too, within their zone. They're moving. They've moved out.
Alter back at midcourt. Needs some help. Brady bounces it underneath. Caden Lee reverse layup. Missed it. Gets it back to Rogers for three. Got it. The senior gets the Bears back on the board and gets the Bears back up by five.
Big,
huge
big,
shot by Rogers.
Big offensive board by Lee, too. Getting his own rebound.
Yeah. Up top, Harrington. Left side for Decker. 2:24 to go in the third. Decker picks up the dribble. He'll give it to Harrington. A reach-in foul on Rogers on the floor. The Bobcats will take it out of bounds. And not a bad foul there as Harrington had a move and he was going for the automatic too. This one on the floor to the block gets fouled by Altermat, and he'll go shoot two. Altermat did everything he could.
He did.
That's his first, fourth team foul on the Bears. That'll put Harrington on the line. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Bears leading by five. First one is good.
Harrington has ramped it up on scoring. He's got six here in this quarter. Make it seven.
Need to go in the third.
Full court press. First time we've seen that.
Lee will get it to Colby. Colby back to Lee. He'll get it across midcourt to Brady James on the right side. Leaves it for Lee. Little floater is short. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Ahead to Prince. Prince being chased. Back to Pitt. Pitt with three and a tie. No good. Rebound comes out long. It tips to Lee. He's one-on-one with Decker. Goes to the basket. And a charge called on Lee.
The third foul on Lee. 15 foul, but it's an offensive foul, so we won't be shooting it.
One-on-one with Decker. Did what he could, but nice job by Decker.
Yep.
And his grants.
Yep.
Bear with the ball. Chance to pull to within one or tie it up here with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. 34-31. Hard fought three quarters. The Bears and the Bobcats. Big SCA game tonight. Bears with a half court trap. Deckard fakes the pass, dribbles up top, being harassed by Rogers, gets it away. Now Harrington. Harrington around Altermat to the basket, lays it up and in. Made it look easy, didn't he?
Yep.
Bobcats to within one. Bears led by as many as 10 this quarter. Lee in the backcourt. He'll get it across the timeline. Out to Brady James. Brady goes baseline. Flip it into the corner. Blaine Altermat calling for it.
Yes!
Blaine with number three. And the Bears back up by four, 37-33. So the secret weapon tonight for the Bears. 37-33. Willow by four. They'll lob it to Harrington. Harrington on the baseline up and in. Harrington is automatic here in the third quarter, and the Bobcats pulled to within two. They'll pull off that full court press, but they still will pressure the ball as the Bears bring it across midcourt. Lee, being guarded by Mitchell, handed to Brady James. Fitz has a, I don't think he leaves the game. He has got a lot of hustle and a lot of endurance. 30 seconds to go in the third. Bears by two. Aiden Lee at midcourt. Lee being bumped. No whistle. Only one foul on Theron. Two for the game, maybe. Yeah. 15 seconds. Rogers at midcourt. Really close to the timeline. He'll hand it to Colby with 12. Colby with 10. Backpedals. Bears play for the last shot. Colby to the left side. Lost the dribble with 5. To Altermat with 3. Brady James with 2. With 1. Little floater is no good. But the Bears will head to the fourth quarter with the lead. 37-35. Don't go anywhere. We've got one more quarter from Oregon County. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that...
Paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Tips it out. White, turnaround jumper is good. And we're tied at 37. First time since we were tied at 0-0. 37 all with 7:40 to play here in Bobcat country. Colby needs a timeout. 30-second time away for the Bears. We'll come back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
One. What? 37 off. Bears with the ball after that 30-second time away. Colby James, right side for Rogers. The Bobcats shifted their defensive pressure here in the second half, and it worked. Bears led by 10 early in the third quarter. We're tied at 37. Colby on the left side. Sends it back to Lee. Blaine Altermat, three-pointer right side. Got it again! Blaine Altermat, his fourth three of the night. And the Bears go back up by 3. Prince on the left side. Up top to White. He'll hold it above his head. Right side. Pitts, open 3. No good. Harrington with the rebound on the baseline. Put it up and in. Harrington has 21 of the Bobcats' 39 points. He is a machine underneath. Bears by Lee to the left side. Bears have had to rely on the outside shot tonight, and that's what's going to get him done if they're going to get this one. Roger to James Dean. Free throw line jumper. Good. Dean, nearly automatic if he gets that 10-foot jumper.
He's nice from out there.
42-39, Bears by 3, 6:15 to go in the ball game. Pitts across midcourt. Deckard lobs it left side for Prince. Prince puts it on the floor. Deckard up top. They get to the free throw line. Back to Prince. Prince, big jump stop in the paint. Little hook shot goes down for Prince. And it's 42-41. 6 minutes to play. Colby will walk it across midcourt, picked up by Pitts, takes the screen, pulls back for three, in and out. Rebound is tipped to Pitts. Pitts across midcourt. There with a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. Deckard on the right side. Takes the dribble. He'll bounce it to White. His pass tipped. Jump ball. Prince has got it. Big jump stop in the paint. Fouled by Dean. And Prince will go to the line, shooting two for the Bobcats. That was definitely a foul, but we do have quite the foul discrepancy in this ball game.
One. Unbelievable. I think there was an offensive foul that I missed.
Free throw is good. We're tied at 42. Yes, there was an offensive foul.
So it's 12-2.
That was on Clark. Yeah, but
still it's so unreal.
Prince's free throw. .525 left to play. Bobcats have been more active on the rebounding side of things. The Bears actually led in rebounds at halftime. Harrington, here he goes. In the paint, shot up, in and out. Missed it. Rebound, Altermat. Ahead to Colby. Colby being chased. Trapped at midcourt. Throws it off of a Bobcat. No, they're going to say nobody touched it. But Colby was trying to reset there.
Trapped.
Reset at the turnover.
Yeah.
Hmm. Tie breaks for the Bears. Bobcats with the ball. 5 minutes to play. 42 all. Here and there. Been a good one. Hit. We'll dribble at the logo. Watch. Two comes at 4:45 to play. Bears led from the tip to halfway through the fourth quarter. Lee at the logo. Bears try to strike back here. Got to keep it right there. Rogers pulls up. Contested shot. Drew contact. No whistle. Shot is no good. Fair with the rebound. Pitts runs it ahead. All the way into the paint. Slides. Falls down and travels. Bears catch a break there.
Yeah.
Pitts was going for the hole and he just slipped. Coach Pitts does an excellent job with his team year in and year out.
There's a lot of good athletes to work with, too.
He does.
Bears down.
Try to find that second or third win. Altermat to Lee at the logo. 4 minutes to play. Bears down by two. Colby in front of the Bear bench. He'll put it on the floor. Deckard out to guard him. Colby between his legs. Gets to the top of the key. Takes the jab. Colby will hand it off to Jace. Rogers going to drive and foul. Oh, my. And Thayer is upset. That is only the third foul call on Thayer tonight.
But they don't like it. It was a hard foul. Deckard picked up his second foul.
And now wanting some sweat wiped up. Everybody will get a chance just to catch the ball.
Well, the
crowd certainly was.
Yeah.
3:45 to play. 44-42 is the Bobcat lead. Bears have lived by the outside three ball tonight and could use one here. Rogers on the baseline, out to Altermat. Lee in midcourt. Rogers in the corner, open for a moment, but Prince closed on him in a hurry. Rogers. Back to Lee, left side for James. Colby at the logo. Haven't seen Brady in there in a while. Colby, 3:25 to play. Rogers, left wing. James, one arms it into the backcourt, and it's picked up by Lee. It was tipped, no backcourt. Lee has it poked away. Harrington takes it. Bobcats want a break. Fits to the basket, and good. Bobcats go up by four with 3 minutes to play. Bears got to have a shot here. Down by two possessions, 3 minutes to go. Colby, left side, hands it to Jace. Rogers at the logo. Bears in desperate need of a basket. Dolby looks over at Coach Forrest in front of the bleachers with 2:40 to go. In the corner, James Dean. Nobody out on him. The Bears will work it around the arc. Altermat drawing a lot of attention now.
Yeah, he is.
Altermat got to get rid of it, and a timeout by Coach Forrest. 2:30 to play. Bobcats leading Willow 46-42. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
And Mona.
Most of the game, but I think they're just a little tired, Marty, a little wore out coming down the stretch against this very good Thayer team, and it's been difficult for them to score here in the second half.
Shoulders back a little bit.
16 points in the second half.
Find some energy here for the last 2.5 minutes. Bobcats in that matchup zone. Bears are going to have to find an open shot here. Caden Lee at the logo. Bounce it to Colby. Decker comes out to guard him. Colby takes the screen, top of the key. He'll hand it back to Altermat. Altermat to Lee at the logo. 2 minutes to play. Colby takes the screen up top. Thought about it. Didn't pull the trigger. Instead, he'll give it to Rogers. Jace at the logo. Jace. Bounce it. James Dean. But a big basket by Dean pulls the Bears to within two. It's a one-possession game, 1:38 to play. Bears need to stop here. Prince holds above his head. He'll take a dribble, hand it to Pitt.
They're going to run clock
absolutely
here.
Absolutely.
And forces to foul.
90
probably.
Seconds.
Only have one foul in this quarter, so.
Prince at the logo. He'll one-arm it to White. White. And now Colby will commit the foul on Pitt. That's just the second foul for the Bears in the fourth quarter, so
intentional.
He was going to clearly not a.
Somebody want intentional on that?
Or the guys next to us did.
Oh, psh.
Second on Colby. Second team foul. The Bobcats will inbound. Bears would love to get a steal on an inbound, but the Bobcats will. Midcourt. Picks up his dribble, needs some help, and a timeout from the bench. Coach Fitz bails him out.
Yeah.
And we will take a 30-second time away. A minute to play, a two-point game. Back in 30, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto...
Here with the lead, the Thayer Bobcats also have the ball, so advantage there right now.
Bobcats work the inbound. They'll get it in the backcourt for Pitt. Pitt is fouled by Colby. Foul number 3 on the Bears.
Still not a shooting foul.
Still. That's the 3rd on Colby. So maybe Colby is not. Gets it across midcourt. To the left side for White, under a minute to play. White to Decker.
Decker might be the guy to foul.
Hands it to Pitts with 50, and Now you got to start, and Colby picks up number four, and Coach Forrest says, no, 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 that's not
who you're,
you can't do that.
You're not the one to foul.
No, Colby has picked up the last three personal fouls in the last 20 seconds, so he's gone from one to four.
Got to be somebody else fouling now.
Now Brody Thompson comes in to do just that. He'll replace James Dean with 49 seconds to play, and Colby cannot foul. Pitt takes the inbound, and Lee reaches in for the foul. That's the fifth, and now Bear will finally shoot with 46.8 on the clock. They're in the driver's seat here. They can make their free throws, and they do. They shoot really well from the line. Pitt is not really the guy we want there.
He's 2-for-2 tonight. Three-for-three. A three-point play in the third quarter.
Fifth free throw. Short. And Lane Altermat checks in for Brody Thompson.
Lane,
three-point specialist is in. It's a two-point game. Pitt can make it a three-point game, and he does. Three-point lead for Thayer. 46 seconds to play. Colby takes the inbound. Sends it to Lee across midcourt. Lee takes off. Needs some help. Fires it to Rogers in the corner for Brady James. Brady pull up for the jumper. It's well short. Rebound Thayer with 33 seconds left. Pitts will be fouled, and Coach Forrest frustrated. That's not the shot
Coach wanted there.
So. Bears learning from this. Some teachable moments there. Is
yeah.
Just understanding what Willow is up against here and knowing what you need and what you can get. You didn't want to put him back on the line, but that's where we're at. His free throw was good, and now it's a two-possession game.
Yeah.
And Coach Forrest will take a timeout. 31 seconds to play. Bobcats lead the Bears 48-44. We'll be back in 60. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
30. And Pitt's trying to make it five, the second half of the two free throws that he has gained by being fouled.
Second free throw is good. Five-point lead for the Bobcats, their biggest of the night.
Yeah.
And now the Bears need a quick shot. Preferably a three. 27 seconds. Colby across midcourt. Colby with 25. Gets on the move. Picks up his dribble. Rogers up top. In the corner. Brady James open three. No good. Boy, got a good look. It just didn't go. 14 seconds.
That's
Bears
it.
Will foul Deckard. Yeah, that will be your ball game more than likely. Bears had a good look there and played a great game tonight, just ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. Bobcats made some adjustments at halftime, and they're going to come away with the victory.
But the Bears played well.
Absolutely.
For three quarters especially. Just couldn't get anything going in the fourth quarter.
Free throw is good by Deckard. Makes it a six-point game, and if he makes this free throw, it's that takes any kind of guesswork out of it.
Yeah, it's over.
Deckard takes a couple dribbles. Second. And he's fouled. Why? And that's fine. I mean, I guess that stops the clock. That's only the third total foul on Thayer for the game. For the game. These two teams potentially could meet at a neutral site in the district tournament coming up, and the Bears, if nothing else, have gained some confidence for that. Colby fouled
again
with 6 seconds. They're just going to foul and not let the Bears shoot.
I guess. It's the second personal foul.
6 seconds. Bears trying to inbound. They'll get it to Rogers. Rogers on the baseline puts up a shot. No good. Brady James, no good. That's your ball game. Bobcats win it, 50-44. We'll come back in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto...
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game strong.
Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Four was the final, and man, it was a good game tonight. And Bear fans, I'm sure, were optimistic as this game went on, as the Bears got off to a 12-4 start. They led by as many as 9 in the first half, led by 7 at halftime, and went up by 10 early in the third quarter. But the Bobcats fought back, and halfway through the fourth quarter, they finally tied it up, got the lead, and end up winning it 50-44. Joined by Coach Forrest and Coach, good ball game tonight. The Bobcats are the Bobcats, and we'll start with them. They made some good adjustments in that second half, and they found some extra in the tank to come back on you guys.
Yeah, you know, they came out right there. We were kind of dicing up their zone early. Had a lot of movement. They came out. Then they just decided, you know what, we're going to throw it to Harrington every single trip down the floor. And you know, I even overheard Matt say Devin touches it every time before we shoot it. And, you know, that's just tough to stop.
Yeah,
he's
unstoppable.
He's tough to stop down there. And we're doubling him. And didn't get it done, you know. Frustrating, but, you know, our guys came in and battled. They came in and battled, did a lot of good things. And, you know, I mean, that's the standard right there. I mean, that's the standard.
Yep,
that's going to be the standard in districts. If we get to them, you know, and hopefully we get another opportunity at them. You know, I think kind of coaching mistake there. I was telling our boys to foul to try to get to 4. We were down 2. And then – I guess I wasn't clear enough to not foul to put him on the line. I wanted to be down 2 and then just guard him
straight
up. Right. You know, and I don't know. It was a rough game. We didn't get shots we wanted late, but you know, I'm proud of the boys. We gotta come back and get ready to work, and we know we can play with them, you know. We know we can play with them, so that's the goal. That's the team we'll have to beat to get out of districts at some point, you know.
Well, and playing them on a neutral court will be, this is a tough place to play. Not only do you have the atmosphere, and just it's hard to come down here and get a victory.
Yeah, it is. It is. We put ourselves in a situation, we still get a piece.
3 home games next week. Got
yes,
a couple
sir.
Of tough ones tonight, but should go into next week with a lot of confidence.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thanks
guys.
Appreciate it. Coach Forrest and the Bears, good effort tonight. Frustrated that just couldn't close the deal, took the champ. The Bobcats are like the Chiefs of the SCA. They just don't lose, and they're always in the championship game. And the Bears gave them a scare, but in the end, the Bobcats are able to close it out and get a 6-point win tonight. 50-44 was the final. Larry's got your final stats.
Interesting stats. A few of them are anyway. Scoring wise, first of all. Top scorers. Prince had 5. White had 2. 3 points for Deckard. And that's it. They had 5 guys that scored, and basically it was just the 2. For the Bears, scoring 15 for Kobe James, 9 for Jace Rogers, 12 for Blaine Altomat. So Blaine Altomat he and Kobe James were the only 2 in double figures. 2 points for Lee and 6 points for James Dean. That was the scoring for the Bears. Bears had the lead and rebounded at halftime, but it turned around in the second half as they are out rebounded the Bears total 17-14. And turnovers, Bears had 6. They only had 4. Again, one of the few times that the Bears trail in the turnover department. They usually don't do that. Here's the interesting stat for the Bears, and a lot of that happened late in the ball game, but the Bear Bobcats were 12 out of 15 from the free throw line. Bears didn't have a chance. They had zero free throws,
and that's a stat line that we really don't have to comment on. That speaks volume for how this game was played tonight.
And one team shoots 15 free throws, the other shoots none.
I think, judging from Coach Forrest's demeanor, I think the Bears will be using that as motivation to get back for an opportunity to play this team again. And like we've said, both these teams are in the same district, and that should be definite motivation for the Bears to get back and have another crack at these guys on a neutral court.
And there is not as strong a basketball team as they were last year.
They are not the unbeatable force that they have been in the last couple of years.
They're very good.
But Harrington is still Harrington.
And
like Coach Forrest said, they had a good game plan in the second half.
Yeah. You know,
he said he heard Coach Fitz say, Devin touches the ball every time. Like, they were going to get it to him. And if he gets it in the paint, he's scoring. So, tough matchup for the Bears, but they hung with it and gave the Bobcats a really good scare. Three home games next week for the Bears, starting Tuesday against Salem, Thursday against Licking, and Friday against the Ava Bears. We will talk to you then. Again, Thayer wins it tonight. Bears drop to 12-8 on the season, 2-1 in the SCA.
13-8,
2-1 in the conference. Thanks, Tyler. Back to the studio for Larry Spence. I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Thayer.
That's it for this broadcast of Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3. This broadcast was brought to you by these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevy. We'll catch you all another time for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports next time on KUKU 100.3.
Me. homes they love. It is a river, and that it drowns the tender reed. And some say love, it's like a river.
Right.